Today on Real Radio.
You know what's tough about having a daughter? If you have a son only, you just have to worry about that son. He's your concern. If you have a daughter, you have to be concerned about every son in the county.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues his series called Why Should I? A collection of biblical lessons that takes a look at what the Bible has to say about the lifestyle choices for the believer. Now, one very important lifestyle choice is coming up with a spouse that is a true believer. And Pastor Jack shares from God's Word as well as his pastoral experience with some valuable insight into this extremely important matter. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now in a lesson that addresses the question, why should I find a Christian mate?
Wherewith, in whatever condition you find yourself in, therewith stay or be content. Stay at it. God's got a plan. Those of you who are married to non-believers, God is using your life for that non-believer's eternal destiny. It's all handled, really, if you believe that. Stability. An all-terrain, all-weather relationship is how I would define stability. Meaning this, in the greatest Christian marriage, you still need an all-terrain, all-weather relationship. Because, watch, we're not in heaven yet. Oh, but Pastor, you should see how beautiful she is. I say we're not in heaven yet. Oh, but he's so handsome. It has nothing to do with what I'm talking about. Life has its bumps and God sees to it. It's how you handle them. And if you and I do not follow Jesus Christ and the Word of God and conduct our lives accordingly, we will handle them by what psychologists call learned response behavior. This is what I do because this is what I saw my mom do. This is what I do because this is what I saw my father do. So this is what I do. The only thing that breaks that chain is Jesus Christ in our lives. It's awesome. He breaks it. I'm telling you, he breaks it. He's so very good and he's so committed to relationship. So God wants you to have a mate, but God wants you to have a mate his way. See, remember, I'm talking to the Christian. You're a Christian, he's your God, and he has a specific person designated for you in this life. And he's working on that. Let the timing be up to God. You follow the Lord. Number two in our study together, point number two is this. Why should we find a Christian mate? Well, because it's what works the best. It's what works the best. He's the creator of relationships. He knows what he's doing. I'm going to give you three things. Number one, God's best is service. I touched on it a moment again. What I mean by that is in a private sense. And that is, could it be, because listen, just even if you disagree, just listen to me right now. God created marriage, he created us, and he wrote a book on it, the Bible. He even uses marriage as a type describing the church in Christ. Given that, could it be that God knew what he was talking about when the Holy Spirit spoke through Paul to Timothy and said, write this down. The pastor of a church, let him have a wife and kids and rule his house well, or else how will he be able to take care of the affairs of the church and of spiritual issues? That's what God says. Could it be then that if that's true and the Bible says that husbands love your wives. Why does it say that in the Bible? Isn't that funny? Wouldn't you think that just come natural? It says husbands love your wives. Wife, plural, not plural, singular. Husbands love your wives. And then it says wives respect your husbands. Men do not naturally love their wives, just like women do not naturally respect their husbands in this normal, bizarre, oxymoronic world that you and I live in. We think love just comes naturally. Infatuation comes naturally. the shiver up the goosebump spine. Whoa, when he walks by, oh, when she look when she looks at me. Whoa. You know how long that lasts? Until you have your first argument, or I thought you licked this. I thought you mailed the bill, and I thought you licked the stamp. How come you put it in the mailbox with no stamp on it? Who does that? This is where you find out about, you know, am I infatuated with him or do I love him? If you're infatuated with him, you're thinking, yeah, I'm out of here. Because God wants me happy. Maybe God created marriage to make us holy. Maybe God created marriage to prepare us for future ministry. Could it be? I don't know, Pastor, but I'm looking to him to fulfill all my needs. I mean, look at him. Or I'm looking to her. She's going to answer all of my longings. No, she will not. I thought you said God made them. I thought you said God has a person that he's going to bring to me. He is. He does. And I guarantee you, they will not meet all your needs. You mean, wait, didn't God bring that person in my life to make me happy? I've never read that anywhere. Where is that from? General Hospital, maybe. The Young and the Restless. But it's not from the Bible. See, Pastor, I find this highly offensive. You mean God doesn't want me happy? That's not what I said. God will bless you with happiness. That's fine. But be careful how you think you're going to obtain happiness. If you are looking to that man or to that woman to meet all your needs, you're going to be sorely, sorely brokenhearted. Because only God can meet your needs. God brought this person into your life to bless you, yes. To be a joy, absolutely. But listen, to propagate more ministry. Like Adam and Eve, a helpmate. He's your husband because God wants to do more in and through your lives, plural. Are you affecting your community?
Yes.
Then God will double that effectiveness and influence when he brings both of you together. So many couples I see, they're serving God, they're loving on the Lord, they get married, and then they back off from service. And then 6 months later, then the office, we don't know what happened. They met each other serving God, or however, they were doing God stuff first, and then they here's what happened, it's so subtle. Oh, you know, we're really busy, and we got married, we got this thing's going on. Okay, I understand that. So the first thing they cut off is not the Laker games, or not the, you know, Ducks or whatever the thing is going on, whatever is the, you know, oh, no, they cut off God stuff first. I watch it all the time, people. Please listen to my heart just talk. They cut off God stuff and their relationship starts to shallow. From the roots up, it starts to get shallow because they're failing to seek first the kingdom of God when he adds all these other things to them, when he does that. You can hear a pin drop in here because you know this is true. Don't do that. Are you married now? Are you engaged? Then be serving God together. Young lady, where do you want to find a godly man who will be with you for the rest of your life? Look for him in service. I don't mean the service. These girls are going... I mean serving God, service unto the Lord and his people. I hear it all the time too. Oh, you know, we're gonna go to the College and Career Fellowship and see, you know, any guys there? Any girls? Huh? How many girls are going to the College and Career Fellowship? What does it matter? Oh, it doesn't. The Lord, you know, the Lord. And listen, seriously, seek God and watch him add that husband or that wife to you. And God will increase your influence, your service. Listen, the service, the influence, the ministry. There's nothing, listen, please, there's nothing more dangerous than the kingdom of darkness than a couple that's on fire for God. You know why? I will hear junior high and high schoolers and single people say, you know what, man, when I get my mates, I want to be just like that couple. Satan hates marriage. Why do you think it's so under attack? In fact, I personally believe this. I think marriage is more under attack than an organized church. I think marriage is more attacked than a nation. You want to know why I think that? Because if you can mess up a family unit, beginning with the husband and wife, you can destroy a church, and then you can destroy a nation. A nation is only as strong as its family. Christian homes need, and Christian couples engaged or dating need to conduct themselves in a godly way. And what else should we do? Our bodies do not belong to us, do they? The Bible says they belong to the Lord. Don't let the culture shape your relationship. Let God shape it. He wrote the book. Thirdly, we'll end at this point, though I do want to spend some time on it, is this. Why should we find a Christian mate? Well, because it's what God has intended, and He's intended this from the very beginning. Three things. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, Paul says, may the Lord God sanctify you fully, body, soul, and spirit. Man is a trichotomy, body, soul, spirit. Body is body. Soul is your mind or emotions. Spirit is what's been born again. The born again portion of us, the part that will live forever, the part that's alive now, that is spirit. We've been born again. Jesus said, that's spirit. We're a trichotomy, body, soul, spirit. Now, mark this. We're physically related to one another. Each and every one of us are. God's made it that way. We're physically related, and with that, there's certain things that we need to assume and certain things that we need to be careful about. People, listen, it is normal. Mom, Dad, you need to hear this about your teenager. It is normal for them to think that someone of the opposite sex is attractive, just like you did. It's normal. God put that in them. It's how it's managed. If you're drawing your curtains or if you're slamming the door and you won't let them talk to you, you're sending a message that you don't care, you don't want to hear about it, and that's a wrong message to send. When your children are in the ages of 12, 13, 14, 15 and on, things are starting to awaken. Mom, Dad, be there. They'll find, I'm telling you as a guy, there's on one Friday afternoon, girls had cooties. And on Monday morning, they were soft, their hair was shiny, and they smelled different. How did that happen? And you need to instruct your sons and your daughters in these things. Honey, it's normal for you to think that he or she's attractive. What we now need to talk about is how to manage that. What do you do with that? Because if you just hide from it, things will happen. They'll make their own way. And that's not what you're to do. We are physically related. Guys think girls are amazing, vice versa. Though I'm being a guy, I can't think how a girl can think a guy is amazing. Like, I mean, just physically, the hardware, it's weird. I mean, women, I mean, you know, sculptures, it's just, they're wonderful. But I'm a guy. The women might say, oh, no, men are wonderful. That's the way it's supposed to be. I think we're weird. I think women are wonderful. The vice versa. It's the I'm looking at the handiwork of the Creator. It's obvious. It's the way God wired us. And you need to understand that, but keep it under a Christian, spiritual, biblical rule. Mom, I think he's really cute. Okay, fine, but you know what? Beauty, as we've always said, is only skin deep, you know? Does he know the Lord? Yeah, he knows the Lord. And you talk to them. Keep that dialogue open. Physically related, you know, some of you are getting upset with this. It's okay. We'll keep going. The Bible says in Genesis 2:24 that therefore man shall leave his father and mother. Some of you guys need to hear this. Those of you who are married or you're engaged, leave mama. It says here, Genesis 2:24, therefore a man If you're a man, you shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife. Okay? Leave the mama and the papa if you are engaged or married. You know what's another problem? If they have an argument, I'm going home to mama. That's a very dangerous situation. We laugh about it, but it's critical. He might be more married to mom than he is you. And they shall become one flesh. You ever thought about what that means? Spiritually, emotionally, consummated physically. And it says, and they were both naked, the man and his wife, and they weren't ashamed. I wish the story ended right there, and that just happened. That's the way it went. That's it. End of story. They were happy, naked, and it was great. That's the way it goes until Eve talks to the snake. They love God, they're naked, they're together in a garden. What's better than that? God thought it was pretty cool. Pretty blessed by Him. And they were not ashamed. Why are people ashamed today? Because of the Madison Avenue standard. And people are so filled with inhibitions and fears and insecurities that were never intended to be placed upon a marriage, ever. So sad. I suggest it's not the way a person looks, it's the attitude of your heart when you look at them. Physical attractiveness is of God. And while I'm on this, before we go to the emotional point, fornication is sexual activity outside of marriage. God condemns it. Don't ask God to bless what He's already condemned. Oh, but we're Christians and we love the Lord. We just do this. You know, we don't go all the way. We just do this. It's condemned by God. And though He love you, you will be reaping of that judgment. God judges sin. Just stop now. Why? Because it goes right into the next thing. Emotionally related. We are emotionally related. Now listen up. Rubber meets the road. Emotional. Physical relationship radically alters your emotions forever. Women who are discouraged and broken in marriage, husbands the same, in counseling will inevitably get back to something that went on with them in previous relationships, and they've drug it into their marriage. And their hearts are broken. And I sit there and I listen to that, and I hear the wisdom of God when He says, flee fornication and flee sexual temptation. Run, run. The word in Greek is be a fugitive to it. Run, run. And people make fun of you if you do that. They'll mock you. You know what? You can never buy back that freedom that many of you enjoy right now. Keep yourself for marriage. And listen, honestly, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, once you're married, don't stop having sex. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 3 through 5. All the men are saying, honey, write that down. It says, don't stop having sex except with agreement for fasting and prayer, and then come back together again quickly, lest Satan tempt you. If you're withholding sexual gratification from your spouse, you are sinning against God and against them. Read 1 Corinthians 7. A Christian home, listen, I get really passionate about this stuff. You know what? In a Christian home, we shouldn't have to go to the world to learn how to treat our kids. We shouldn't go to the world to learn how to treat our husbands. We shouldn't go to the world to learn how to treat our wives. They should be knocking on our door. Now, there's no perfect home. I understand that. But you know what? When it comes to these things of marriage and of relationship, our God wrote the book and our God dwells within us. And we, through His Spirit, should be laying down a standard that even the most hardened, immoral person should say, man, that's wonderful. That's amazing. I've never seen anything like that. A wife spirit-filled Victoria's Secret can't come close to her. A husband spirit-filled, whatever standard cannot come close to him. That's important. Young people, listen, whatever you're doing physically, it will destroy you in the future emotionally. It's like putting a seed in the ground and putting dirt on it. You don't see it for a long time. That's the physical part. Oh, I got away with it. Nobody caught us. It was exciting. Oh, great. The seeds will sprout. And they'll grow into a tree. Be careful. And then finally, we end with the most important thing of all. It's what God intended spiritually. Do not be unequally yoked. Date a Christian. Become engaged to a Christian. Marry a Christian. But listen, guys and gals, jot it down if you like it. I think it's important. Don't become involved in somebody whose spirituality doesn't impress you. Does she impress you spiritually? Then now you got something. Is he impressive to you? Does his Bible knowledge and love and his desire to serve God impress you? Now you got someone to watch that relationship go a little further. You see, our culture, they don't have patience for this. They don't want to deal with this. They don't think it's possible. And so they settle, listen, they settle not for God's first best, but for man's third, fourth, and sixth, and seventh best. And girls, listen, you let down your standard because you think maybe you're getting older or this is going on or you need, don't do it. Don't compromise. If you're single, write down Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. That's still in the Bible. It's still there. Be impressed with them. Protect yourself. You are a gem to God. You're priceless. I have two daughters. These topics really fire me up. But you know what? I won't be around them forever. And you know, how many of you are here dads? Raise your hand. How about, raise your hands if you're dads. And then, if you have a daughter, keep your hand up if you're a daughter. You know what's tough about having a daughter? If you have a son only, you just have to worry about that son. He's your concern. If you have a daughter, you have to be concerned about every son in the county.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Why Should I Find a Christian Mate? It's a look at what Scripture has to say about being yoked, if you will, with a true believer. Why Should I Find a Christian Mate? Part of Pastor Jack's series of lessons simply called Why Should I? Which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. By the way, have you seen our Monday night television program called Real Life with Jack Hibbs? We also have an app for your smartphone or your tablet that goes by the same name called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Lots of features connected to Real Radio right there at your fingertips, like Words to the Wise. That's Pastor Jack's devotional, which I personally love and that you can get via email. Also, our Wednesday night study is available, which also airs, by the way, on hischannel.com live on Wednesday nights. Our Real Radio podcasts are available. And, of course, Real Life with Jack Hibbs, our Monday night TV program that deals with exactly that, real life issues from a biblical perspective. And a whole lot more when you download the Real Life with Jack Hibbs app for your smartphone or tablet. Just go to your app store and look for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, the new free app for your tablet or smartphone. Of course, to learn more, you could always visit us, realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. Also, our telephone number is 877-RR-RADIO. That's 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.